I'm going to tell you in just a second what Murphy and I are binging, and you know it's a good one when Murphy's like, you want to watch another one?
I'm into it.
In the same day. But first, I want to start with, thank you, Sam. I got here this morning, and right in front of my laptop was creamy dill pickle mustard spread.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's the one they're marketing for Cubans, right?
Yeah.
The sandwich?
I think so. Oh. I saw it at the grocery this past weekend, and it's like, oh, and then I put it in the basket, and I was like, you're not going to use this. It's mustard and pickles, two of your worst things.
Yeah. I
know you love mustard and pickles.
That's very sweet of you. Thank you.
Don't know if it's good, so.
I'm sure it's good. I'm going to have a sandwich today just so I can taste it. Not a Cuban, though. I'm not going all that.
I think we have turkey
mm-hmm. and stuff. And so thank you, Sam. I'll let you know. It sounds delicious. Yeah, I like pickles, but I do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Murphy and I, at your recommendation, Sam, we are finally binging Peaky Blinders on Netflix.
Yes.
The sound of this music. When you are in love with a show, this theme song just lights up all your centers, does it not?
Yeah, and ooh. I know that some shows had gotten away from that for a while, but, I mean, it works.
Well, there's almost a different sequence every time. There's different things to look at every time they start. So I think that's smart.
Yeah.
And it kind of evokes the feeling of the show.
It does.
That, gritty, overbearing.
I was telling Murphy the other night, by the way, we finished the whole first season.
Oh, you did?
Yes. How much do I hate Sam Neill? Don't even get me started on that. Anyway, we finished the first season, and I think we watched three in one day over the weekend.
Oh, wow.
Which is a big deal for Murphy because Murphy's not a TV watcher.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we did two in one day. We did one. We watched three over the weekend.
Okay.
Yeah. Well,
whatever.
You look at it as it's like watching a movie if
it
you
is.
Watch three episodes.
I don't have a problem with it, but another thing is that this is also a tell that he's really into a show. I am too, otherwise I wouldn't be watching it. He likes to sit at the table to eat dinner.
Yeah.
And that's fine. I do too. But when we're watching a show, he's like, do you want to take our dinner in here and go watch in the family room and eat while we watch? I'm like, yes, yes. So we finished the whole first season. I don't know if you're up for another one tonight. You're in the middle of the week. Sometimes you...
Yeah, we'll see.
I know.
And then
it's a shorter season than I thought it was. I didn't know that there were only six or seven episodes a season.
Yeah.
The good news is you tell us they're working on a movie.
Yeah, the movie comes out later this year.
Yes.
And I want to think it's not even called Peaky Blinders. I feel like I've seen somewhere where it's called Shelby Brothers Limited or something like that.
Yeah.
But it will star Cillian Murphy.
Good.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has three things to know today coming up at 6:50.
Coming up next, though, news from Walmart regarding all the self-checkouts. Walmart news in the land of self-checkouts. I'm sorry to tell you. Sorry to tell you this, Sam. I wish I should have. I could have predicted this.
What's the story?
That they're going to walk back the amount of self-checkouts and add more cashiers back per the public's. I mean, everything is cyclical.
Well, and they're following suit with what Target's doing. That's probably a competitive move, too. If Target's doing it, then
it's
they're
a competitive move, but it's a customer satisfaction thing. When you go in and you only have one cashier and the rest is forced self-checkout, not everyone loves it. And I know
it. I understand that not everybody loves it, but leave it the way it is and just add more cashiers.
Mm.
Don't take it away and add more. No, okay. I am going to give you a real life. This happens. This has happened to me the last 2 weekends since you've started talking about this.
Tell it. Okay.
I go to Walmarts that have self-checkouts on both ends.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you go to one and there's a line a mile long for six checkouts. And it's like, I'm going to the other end. You go down to the other end, they got one of like 12 open. So what they're doing is, I understand shoplifting is a problem. They got to cut down on it.
It is a security thing.
But you're going to, all these people that are used to this now, you're going to say, nope, doesn't exist anymore. You know, and the lines, the ones that they're leaving open, the line's not even worth it to get in anymore. So it's like, my option is to get in a line with other people and check out. They probably have four people in line with full baskets.
Well, they also know, though, that they offer pickup. You can do online and do pickup. I mean, there are options. They're not going to kick you out of there. And the other thing I would say, I understand what you're saying about the frustration, but the trade-off for me is shoplifting increases prices on everything.
And
Walmart is known for being cheaper on prices.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's going to keep the prices from going up, then put more cashiers in because you're reducing theft. It probably will cost less to put the cashiers back in place than it would be to offset the theft.
It's taken all this time for them to see that trend in their business show up in black and white or red. to show up in red. Anyway, so they're physically pulling many of the self-checkout machines from stores across the country, just like Target, just like Dollar General. They're just walking back the trend a little bit. And they're just trying to, honestly, their statement, this is Walmart's statement, that they're just trying to improve the in-store shopping experience and give associates the chance to provide personalized and efficient service. Yeah.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has your Hollywood Outsider.
Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Brought to you by Dairy Queen.
Some news from actress and comedian Molly Shannon, which when you think of her, I know you probably think of her SNL character, Mary Catherine Gallagher.
Sometimes when I get nervous,
yes,
I stick my hands under my arms and then I smell my fingers like that.
I remember the first time I ever saw that. I could not believe how unbelievably in character she stayed.
Yeah. She did.
When she was Mary Catherine, she was 110% Mary Catherine. She's a very talented actress and comedian. She's been on all kinds of shows. Well, she's getting her own show on HBO. I don't know if it's HBO or HBO Max or just Max, but the story is she'll play a woman who, this is funny, deeply addicted to celebrity news and gossip. Her family and friends confront her. She decides she agrees to go get help. Where? At the same place where stars get help. So she ends up at a fancy celebrity rehab in Malibu, and it's Molly Shannon. That sounds funny. Fantastic. Yeah. Like a woman who doesn't ever want to leave rehab. Sure, sure. Okay? So I don't know when it's going to happen, but I'm so glad that she's getting her own show to sort of headline.
That could be hilarious.
Absolutely. Because if you've ever seen her in anything else, she's a great supporting, but I think it's time for her lead role.
Yeah. Coming up, Sam is the food dude.
Can't wait to tell you about the new groovy fries and avocado shakes.
If it's new and you can eat it, Sam's found it. He's the food dude.
Brought to you by KFC.
Folks at Sonic are dropping groovy fries on us next month.
What are groovy fries?
Crinkle are cut.
Oh, I get it. Groove. Okay.
Oh, they have grooves.
I know. When I found a story, it's like, oh, cool. I can't wait to see groovy fries. It's like, oh, they're crinkle cut with the grooves in
clever
them.
Clever use of the word groovy.
Yeah, and they're also dropping groovy sauce on us to go with the groovy fries.
So you get regular fries or groovy fries.
Or Sonic tater tots.
Oh, yeah, that's what you get when you go to Sonic. Sorry, just got distracted.
The groovy sauce is creamy ranch, herbs, and sriracha. So it's
nice.
Ranch
I like that.
And sriracha.
Sriracha.
Okay. Basically. And then the grooves, they call it grooves because it gets all the sauce with all the ridges.
It holds it. Yeah. Like a little shelf.
Now that I've explained crinkle cut fries.
Thank you, sir.
Moving on, here's another one. Carl's and Hardee's trying out avocado milkshakes.
Ooh. Look, I know a friend of ours who drinks an avocado smoothie every morning.
Yeah.
It's like yogurt and avocado blended in.
But is it sweet? I guess it
only a little bit.
It's got avocado, milk, vanilla ice cream, and whipped topping.
Well, vanilla ice cream makes it sweet.
That'll help out a little. Subway's getting their own version of Miss Vicky's chips. You know those kettle chips, Miss Vicky's, that they always sell?
Yeah.
Baja Chipotle. It's one of the sauces they sell at Subway.
Nice.
And so they say, well, since we sell these chips here, why don't we make one that's a Subway flavor? So Baja Chipotle, now you can find it at Subway. And they're also bringing back the honey oat bread. I don't know if you're a honey oat bread fan.
I remember.
Oh, yeah. I do remember that. It was
good
bread.
Okay, oh, gosh. Let's go to Subway this week.
Get some new chips and bread. And Pepsi's unveiling two new flavors for the summer. Pepsi Peach and Pepsi Lime.
Peach.
Yeah, not together. It's two different flavors.
That's
Pepsi
fine.
Peach and lime, Pepsi Lime.
We've been there. We've had lime drinks before.
Yeah, we've had
peach.
Diet Coke Lime
I hope
before.
They do their zero version of that if they're going to try. That's the only way I'm going to try
peach
it.
Peach sounds fantastic in cola.
Lime, it goes well. I like it.
Okay. You have lime. I'll have peach.
Yes, and everybody's happy.
Coming up next, three things to know today.
Here's three things to know today.
Brought to you by Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend.
Number one, it's going to be a big summer for travel. More of us hitting the roads and the skies than we have in like 5 years. So four road trips, according to AAA, the average gallon of gas, regular, is now $3.68. A nickel higher than it was last week, and that's how it goes. Once we start watching it towards summer, it starts to inch up. And they're saying expect it to be high when you're heading
till the end of summer.
Correct. Number two, Nike is banking on Caitlin Clark's new shoe to sell like her jersey did. So Nike, they signed a deal with her. It's an 8-year deal worth about $28 million plus a signature shoe. So if you remember, what, it was a week ago, 2 weeks ago, within an hour of her being drafted into the WNBA, her jersey sold out.
Yeah.
So they're hoping the same will be true for her new, you know, her new kicks. We don't know what they look like. She'll be involved in the design. Mm-hmm. And number three, this is fun, and I want to celebrate it. It's School Bus Driver's Day.
Hail to the bus driver, bus driver, bus driver.
I never really understand how much respect you have for bus drivers until you have just a couple of kids in your backseat and you're driving and you're trying to focus and get them there on
Try
time.
Try 40 kids.
Try 40 or 50 kids. Yeah. So celebrate school bus drivers today. Give them some love.
You're in the know. Three things to know today.
Have you ever noticed that there are things in our daily lives that cause you little anxiety? I'm not talking about real, you know, paralyzing, horrible anxiety that's such a real thing. I'm talking about little things within 30 seconds or a minute. You're like, oh, okay.
You mean I caught a red light?
Little things that cause... Let me just tell you.
Forgot
what's up.
Something to do that you needed to do, but realized, okay, I can still do it.
Little daily
things.
Need
any more examples?
No, I'm good. You guys are all... You guys are all making me nervous. So I watched this show the other day called Feud from Ryan Murphy.
Yeah.
Are you familiar with it? It's an anthology series. So the first season was like about Truman Capote or something, and I skipped that one. But I watched...
So these are famous celebrity feuds?
Yes. Okay. And so the one I watched was called Betty and Joan.
Yeah.
Betty Davis and Joan Crawford and their famous feud. And how it all came about and what it was like. And it was just this story told within like 10 episodes. It was really well made, but it was hard. I don't know.
Is there embellishing that goes on?
I think so.
Okay.
There's embellishing, but there's also fact, too. Yeah. Because it's about them working together on whatever happened to Baby Jane. And I didn't know much about that movie, and now I do.
I watched it once. I know that it's one of those classics.
Right.
You know?
Never seen it.
Betty Davis won an Academy Award for it, I think.
I don't want to say. because
it happened 50, 60 years ago.
Well,
you
can Google it if you want to know, but I didn't want to know that while watching it because, you know, after making the movie, then there's the Academy Awards that's an episode of them being at the same Academy Awards.
Okay.
And who got
maybe
nominated.
Somebody getting one and somebody
and
not.
And who didn't. Right. Yeah. But anyway, I bring up the dumb anxiety because at the end of the last episode, they do this where they show the words on the screen with Betty eventually died, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And it was too long for the time they allowed. And so they showed Joan and the paragraph was too long. They didn't give me enough time. And I started feeling anxious and I couldn't find the remote. And I'm like, I don't know when she died and what happened. And everybody, the director was that way. That's a thing that causes me anxiety. Not enough time to read something.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But low level anxiety. You got a remote and you can stop it and go.
Still.
Okay.
Not the point.
Okay.
Right? What if I did not have a remote?
Well, yeah.
I wouldn't have known. It's just one of those dumb little things, but it's very real.
I understand.
I wanted to hear about yours too. What are the dumb littles that cause you, you know, anxiety? 877-310-4MSJ. You're the one. We love hearing from you. Search for us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube.
Social media connect.
Lisa says, regarding the little things that cause anxiety, we were just talking about it. She says, proving that I'm not a robot when logging in to something. Ha ha ha.
Oh.
Proving that you're not. You know what, Lisa?
Oh, yeah, because some things are timed. You don't know if you're going to get the two-factor code.
The first time I ever saw the upside-down animal, and it tells you to show the right side up. It's like a rhino or something. It's like, what if I'm looking at it wrong? Then I won't ever get in.
Oh, the pictures ones are the ones that usually get me.
The ones that get me on those are the letters. Because it always says, what is, you know, type in the letters. And it's always some on top of the other.
It looks distorted.
Or there's a line through it. And it's like, okay, how do you want these? Left to right or up and down? What is,
me, it's the little pictures. You know, select everything that has a bicycle. And, well, one of these, that could be a bicycle, but I don't know. I mean, what
is that a traffic light or not?
Correct. Yeah. It's not, you know, severe anxiety that is a very real thing. It's little daily anxiety.
You know
anxiety.
The funny thing about that? What happens if you get it wrong?
Then you
it'll
feel...
just give you another one to try it again.
Right. Now we've got bridges.
It's
okay.
Not like, oh, now what am I going to do?
You're right. You get another one. Yeah. You're right. Okay. Jamie says, going through a stoplight if I know it's about to turn yellow causes anxiety.
I can see that. Because it's that split second. Oh, yeah.
I want to shout out for that should cause you a little anxiety. Traffic stop. I mean, you need there. Those colors are there for a very important reason, and it's for your safety and everybody else's safety. I'm okay with that causing a little not painful anxiety, but still.
Yeah, there are a lot of people that think yellow means speed up, right?
Okay.
That's dangerous.
Keep it coming.
That's the way I was taught. Hey, we got some comments here about your glasses, Jody.
They're new and they're cat eye shaped.
Well, Jennifer says that's a really great shape on you.
Thank you, Jennifer.
It adds balance and fits the eyebrows showing and lenses not fully resting on cheeks criteria.
Oh, yeah. You're not supposed to cover up your eyebrows with your lenses because then you lose your eyebrows.
Because no one can see when you're surprised. she says, I've been taught by my son and daughter-in-law, who are both eye doctors. Okay. Way to go with taking a chance on a new look.
Very cool. Thank you for that. We love hearing from you. Keep it coming anytime. Coming up next, your Hollywood Outsider.
Trending now, Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Brought to you by Dairy Queen.
There is one media outlet reporting that there's a Britney Spears biopic in the works based on her best-selling memoir, The Woman in Me. Hmm. It's only one place that we're hearing this, and I'm thinking, that's a lot of work, Britney.
Yeah.
You
who's
going to
play
that?
Justin?
Okay, don't worry about that. But here's the reason I think it's potentially going to happen one day. She was never happy. She lashed out at all those filmmakers who made those unauthorized documentaries about her in the last couple of years. There was more than one, and she was unhappy with all of them. Then she had creative control of her book. Her book did well, so she's probably getting all kinds of offers. The word is, if she goes forward with it, she wants all women involved. Women writers, women directors, so that they can understand what it has been like for her as a woman in this industry.
Interesting.
And her biopic would look at entertainment and conservatorships in a way that we've never seen before. All right, moving on to another one. There's a Michael Jackson biopic in the works. We know that. His nephew, Jafar, is playing him. Mm-hmm. We get the movie in 2025, but here's what's up this week. The Neverland Ranch in California has been restored to look the way it did when Michael lived there. Oh. So they brought, with the family's blessing, they brought in the Ferris wheel and merry-go-round, a train and the circus tent. All those things are back up on the property.
For the movie.
While they film.
Wow.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
We're going to get in the Wayback Machine back to when Murphy and Jody dropped the bomb that they were getting married.
In yesterday's After the Show podcast, where we got super personal because Christine had sent us an email asking, how did Murphy and I, what were our first dates? What was Sam like back then? What did Sam think about it? So we just went there.
Christina, she's new to the show, and just she wanted to know, you know,
all
the
that
history.
Stuff. Yeah. So we told all the stories, and you can go back and listen to that.
Some of the stories.
Oh, we told, some of the
stories. Plenty more.
There are plenty more stories.
Some definitely that have never been told before, though.
And some that will never be told.
Some that Murphy doesn't remember. Yeah. But one of the things we said was that when we decided we were getting married, we had been dating on the low.
You and Murphy.
Murphy and I. We took you, Sam, and our friend Rick to lunch to break the to tell you guys.
Yeah.
And I remember that now that you're telling me that you thought we were going to
tell us or surprise us with the fact that y'all were dating.
But instead we said, we're going to get married.
Yeah.
I think it was Murphy that said it.
Yeah.
And I remember you now that you've told me that, I remember you being quiet.
Uh-huh.
And Rick goes, congratulations. I remember him congratulating us, shaking Murphy's hand and coming around and hugging me.
Uh-huh.
And then you were quiet. And then we were like, Sam. And you said, I thought you told me you were going to date.
Yeah.
So it is the same. You're right. That is what you thought, and that is what you said.
Yeah, I think I talked to our friend Rick after, and he said he suspected that y'all were going to say that y'all were getting married.
Oh, whoa.
I had that in my head for some reason. Like he figured it out, but I didn't.
See, he was more perceptive about it. It's so funny. We thought we were so on the low, and we weren't. Anytime you think you're on the low,
it wasn't trying to be hit. We were trying to be respectful of the professional working environment, right?
We were trying to keep it on the low, is what Jody's saying.
His is the corporate answer.
Yeah.
Mine is the human answer. Anyway, I'm picking. It's just a funny thing.
So, dudes, does anybody remember what we were eating that day?
Mexican food.
It was Mexican. I was probably eating chips and salsa when you dropped the bomb.
See, I don't remember that either.
Probably a margarita, too.
Well, if you missed any of the actual story, it's in the Murphy, Sam & Jody After the Show podcast from yesterday. You can just subscribe and, you know, download from your favorite podcast provider.
Here's three things to know today.
Brought to you by Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend.
Number one, homelessness is on the Supreme Court's docket. Have you seen this story? Mm-hmm. Specifically, how cities handle situations with their homeless populations without making it a crime. Some cities have fines in place. But what all cities have in common is that they really do want a fair solution for those who are homeless. And right now, record numbers of homeless people in the United States. It's estimated at 600,000 people. Hmm. Number two, Express has filed for bankruptcy.
Oh.
Right. When you hear that, being, I guess, of this generation, you're like,
the
what?
Mall generation.
They filed for bankruptcy. They're also planning to shut down about 100 stores, locations, and close those. They still operate like 500 stores in the U.S. Understand that. So it's Express and Express Factory Outlets. They're still going to keep all their online channels.
Yeah.
They're going to accept online orders. Their brands are going to fulfill orders. If you have gift cards, you can still redeem. They're still a business.
Right.
They're just having to redefine how they run that business. And number three, Taylor Swift's The Tortured Poets Department. No, you don't have to dig in and try to figure out track by track. She has laid it out. She has done this commentary for Amazon Music based on each track, every single song.
Yeah.
And you can tell hey, I'm a member of the Tortured Poets Department, and you can get that, and it's Taylor explaining the music.
You're in the know. Three things to know today. Sam's got music news.
Brought to you by Boot Barn.
Have you heard about the Fortnite challenge?
No.
Taylor Swift kind of created it based on her song Fortnite. And for a she did this not long after she released the album. It's hashtag Fortnite Challenge.
Okay.
You just post some pictures about what your life's been like over the over a 2 week period.
Oh,
Fortnite being 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
So she posted pictures, you know, her with Ethan Hawke on the video.
Yeah.
You know, sticking tongues out at each other, and her and Travis kissing her in the kitchen, and just all of this personal. Like, here's my Fortnite.
It's so. That's what that was. I saw it. Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I saw Taylor doing it. She was making cinnamon rolls.
Yeah, she makes cinnamon rolls in her video.
And her
too.
Cat was in it.
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
Benjamin Button.
Got it.
Yeah, I think those might have been the cinnamon rolls she made for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah, well, Travis is in that video too.
Moving on to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, I got some reactions from some of the folks that got put in there.
Oh yeah, okay.
Ozzy, of course. Ozzy says, I feel like I was invited to a party in 1980 and it hasn't stopped.
Aww.
Not bad for a guy who was fired from his last band.
Aww, that's a great comment.
Yes, and then of course we have Cher as well. Do you believe
in love after love?
I don't know if you remember what she said back on the Kelly Clarkson show at the end of last year. You know what? I wouldn't be in it now if they gave me $1 million. I'm never going to change my mind. They can just go you-know-what themselves.
She said that last year?
Yeah.
What did she say yesterday?
I don't know what she said now. I don't know if anybody's like, hey, you want to walk that back?
Yeah.
Oh, whoa.
Haven't heard yet. So, I don't know.
Sour
By the way.
Sour grapes. It's like sour grapes.
Did you hear that Jimmy Buffett got in there, too? His was not a voting elected kind of thing. He's one of the ones that's going to be in there for the Musical Excellence Award. Jimmy Buffett, MC5, and Dionne Warwick.
Right.
Okay.
So that he will be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So that is, you know, kind of good there. And also, how about this for an awesome festival? It's amazing. Labor Day weekend, Panama City Beach, 3-day festival, kickoff jam. We're going to have Alabama there the first night.
Mm-hmm.
The Big Akron on a second night. Carrie Underwood.
That is big.
But wait, there's more. The final day, we get to enjoy Red Akins, the Oak Ridge Boys, Randy Houser, and Garth Brooks.
What
about that? Alabama one night, Carrie Underwood the second night, Garth Brooks the third night.
Big night at the beach.
Yeah, that's right. Kickoff jam in Panama City Beach, Labor Day weekend.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has another Hollywood outsider.
Coming up next, though, Morgan wants to know from our email if I have any regrets about dating my boss back in the day.
Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube.
From yesterday's After the Show podcast, after that, we got an email, and it was all about our beginnings, how Murphy and I dated on the low, how we brought Sam into the, hey, we're getting married, how we told you all that.
Mm-hmm. But I knew Sam first.
I know.
I mean, nothing against our marriage. I'm just saying.
Right? Isn't it funny? He brings that up every time.
He does. Well,
it's like the whole story, you know?
It is. Mm-hmm. Morgan. I'm sorry. I'm just thrown by that. Morgan said, here's the question based on the After the Show podcast right. about how it started, how it's going.
Okay.
Did Jody have any reservations about dating her boss? And did Murphy have any reservations about dating his employee?
No.
Very good question. You can answer first because I definitely have an answer. Murphy, did you have any reservations?
Well, I mean, the reservations had nothing to do with you being an employee. It was just, you know, no, I'm kidding. I am teasing.
Going
you.
Going back to your love of Sam first.
I don't think he had reservations about me.
No. I mean, honestly, if it had been in my head, I guess if it had been reversed where it was like romantic connection pursue versus friends and then the relationship evolving.
Yeah.
It would have been different to me. So I didn't feel awkward, right? Since it's kind of just developed.
Yeah. Okay. Well, my answer for you, Morgan, is that I did have reservations because you were my boss. Major war within myself that I had found something I really wanted to do as a career, and I knew we all had chemistry, and I wanted to do this.
Mm-hmm.
But
Murphy was in the way.
Well, it's just like, really, of all people, mm-hmm. for me to connect with, you're my boss.
Right.
And it was like, this is a bad idea.
But we had that conversation together with our big boss at that time to say, hey, look, we want to get married. Are you okay with that?
Don't you think I wondered what he thought of me? Don't you think that in the beginning also there are probably people who probably thought, not that I really care, but probably thought that I got where I was in my career
based
because
on that,
of being
that
with you.
Circumstance,
I would hope not.
You're going to have people that think that no matter what, based on
really
that circumstance.
Care.
You opened the doors and you earned all that yourself. It had nothing to do with me.
I hope that answers your question, Morgan. I did have reservations. Murphy did not, it seems.
Coming up next, Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
The latest buzz.
Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Brought to you by Dairy Queen.
Actor Chris Pratt dealing with a little backlash, maybe for the first time in his career.
If we're going to save the galaxy, we're going to have to do it together.
And this is partners. With his neighbors, okay, in Brentwood in LA. Have you heard about the house that he and Katherine Schwarzenegger bought and then tore down?
No.
It was a famous house in Los Angeles built in the 50s by a super famous architect. It's called the Zimmerman House. And they bought the property.
It wasn't protected?
No. And there were groups who had tried to protect it for years.
Huh.
So there are groups that are mad at him. There are neighbors that are mad at him.
Galaxies.
Yeah. And they bought this property to move closer to Catherine's mom, Maria Shriver.
Hmm.
So if you Google the Zimmerman house, well, it's not there anymore. They leveled it. It's gone.
It's gorgeous.
It was so groovy and cool. Mm. Yeah, it's the kind of house that you would, if you were driving past it, it's not modern. It's not brand new construction, but it's just so cool that you would have slowed down. Anyhow, no comment from Chris Pratt or Katherine Schwarzenegger yet, but they'll be building something there. something super modern.
Yeah.
All right, some cool Bon Jovi news. Not just that we're looking ahead to Friday night, thank you, good night, the Bon Jovi story on Hulu, which I am, but he has been tapped as the American Idol mentor for the finale this season. Had a favorite moment at home with Murphy. and you don't even know this, but it was just like, oh, whoa, that's been like 4 years in the making of you saying these words. So do you remember when we were sitting on the sofa in the family room the other day? I think we were about to watch Peaky Blinders. And I had my feet up on your, I had my legs up on your lap.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, so.
You were laying on the couch. I was just sitting there. Yeah, so we're
right.
Just,
you know. And you couldn't get up because, you know, you had the legs on you.
He didn't want to get up. Okay, thank you for the commentary.
Sure, we'd like to go get something to drink, but I better not move.
You were looking at the shelf in the family room, and you said something that was like, oh my gosh. Do you remember what you said? You said, what was I thinking buying all of those old radios? And I could not believe you said it. Sam, you know that during the pandemic, Murphy was collecting old radios.
I knew he had a collection, yeah.
I mean, a lot of us. I mean,
how many is it? We're talking dozens or? Mm-hmm. Really? Least.
I need to see. It may be 21.
Oh.
It's more than a dozen.
Oh,
old.
See, I would assume it was like five or six.
Retro radios. You would assume that. Now, look, I'm not saying this to pick on you. I'm saying that it's so funny how you can't sometimes see something clearly when you're in it.
Oh, I know. It was totally compulsive. It was during pandemic when everything was shut down. And I mean, I don't know why it became a thing. It was like, oh, wow, these are cool because they're
impulsive.
Like they're Bakelite plastic, whatever. The kind of radios that were made in the 1940s and 50s. Yeah, they're very the
Art Deco.
They're
retro.
Cool looking.
Mid-century modern kind of thing. Right.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Do they work?
Most of them do, yes.
Oh, wow.
That was always the thing. When they showed up, that was always the test. Come here, come see. Let's see if it works.
Yeah.
Well, that was him.
Some
I was like,
don't,
okay.
But yeah, most of them do, yeah.
Anyway, but if you go through our house and count them, you are closer to right of it being upwards of 20 or so. And then there are some in your man cave office. Yeah.
But doesn't that look artistic or decorative?
It does, but there are a lot of them.
Oh,
so at some point, you got to spread them out.
There's
you gotta,
one in the bathroom. There's one.
Yeah.
They look, I mean, I think.
They're cool looking.
But yeah, it was a look up in a moment of, oh my God, why was I so compulsive? Thinking? Why?
I was so surprised to hear you say those words.